Hi, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
Okay, can you guys hear me okay?
可以听见吗？
Okay,
yes.
Great. Well, it's good to be with you all, and I wanted to share some today about some lessons I've been learning in mercy.
非常高兴能够和大家一起聚会。今天我想分享一些我学到的关于怜悯的功课。
And there's this scripture in Matthew 9, verse 13 that I wanted to use as like a main text.
今天我想使用的主要经文是马太福音第九章。
And Jesus says there, go and learn what this is. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
主耶稣说，你们去照着行吧。经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
All right, let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come to you, to your throne of grace, for mercy and grace in our time of need.
主，我们到你面前，在我们需要的时候，求你到你施恩宝座面前，向你求怜悯，求恩典。
Thank you for your table. Thank you for never turning us away.
谢谢你从不离弃我们。
Lord, we thank you that your heart is for your people.
谢谢你的心是向着你的子民。
Lord, we pray that your word would come alive to us right now.
主，我们也求你的话现在在我们里面成为活的话。
We pray you would teach us.
你自己来教导我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Okay, so the scripture, he's saying not just to understand mercy, but to go and learn mercy.
明白什么是怜悯，而且我们要照着去行。
And this is what stuck out to me, is that with mercy, it's something not just to comprehend, but it's something to experience as we're starting to learn it.
给我最深印象的就是摩西不单我们不单单是要明白什么是怜悯，而且呢我们要去经历它，我们开始来知道。
I remembered in Hebrews 5 how it says that Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
我也想起了在希伯来书第五章说，耶稣因所受的苦难就学习了顺服。
Now Jesus understood obedience before he became a man.
在耶稣成为人之前，
and I might understand mercy and be able to teach about mercy, but it's different to learn it.
我呢也可能知道什么是怜悯，但是呢，却这跟学习到怜悯还是不一样的。
Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
耶稣是借着他所受的苦难而学习了顺服。
And so there's this need for us to both understand a little bit about mercy, but also to do it, to have mercy.
对我们来讲，我们也同样明白什么是怜悯，也呢能够把摩啊，
now,
能够把怜悯彰
显出来。We'll get into the story of it in a second.
我们读到的马太福音第九章这一段呢，就会教导我们这个功课。
And he's talking to Pharisees.
主耶稣在对法利赛人讲话。
But in Matthew 12, verse 7, he says the same thing almost about learning about mercy.
在马太福音第十二章，主耶稣也讲到了关于摩西。
If you had understood it, if you had known it, you wouldn't have condemned these people.
他那里是说，如果你能够明白什么是怜悯，就会不会去责备他们。
You wouldn't have condemned the guiltless if you had learned this lesson.
你不会去责备那些无罪的人，如果你已经学到了这样的功课。
So here, what back in Matthew 9, Jesus is quoting, in both of these places, he's quoting from Hosea chapter 6, and I wanted to read some of that passage that he's
我施行的审判如光发出，我喜爱良善，或作连续，不喜爱祭祀，喜爱认识神，胜于反祭。你们却如亚当被约，在境内向我行事诡诈。
He starts out here saying, "Come, let us return to the Lord."
何西阿在这里一开始说，来吧，我们归向耶和华。
Hosea is basically like the last prophet sharing with the northern tribes of Israel.
何西阿是向以色列北国最后说话的先知。
In the Old Testament, there comes a point where Israel and Judah split into two kingdoms.
在旧约的时候，以色列在一个时间分裂为南北两国。
And with sacrifices, Judah had the temple, and they had sacrifices at the correct altar in Jerusalem.
讲到献祭的时候，犹大有圣殿，他们也能够按照正确的方式在耶路撒冷献祭。
But with Israel, they set up their own altars in the wrong places. That way they wouldn't mix with Judah.
而以色列呢，为了和犹大人分别，他们就在一个错误的地方设立了自己的祭坛。
And so when it says here, what can I do with you, Ephraim? It's talking about Israel, that northern tribe.
当这里说以法莲啊，我可向你怎样行的时候，这里面讲到的就是北国以色列。
And he also mentions Judah. What shall I do with you, Judah? They're both doing something wrong.
也讲到了犹大，我可向你怎样行呢？所以无论是犹大还是以色列，他们都错了。
Whether they have the sacrifices correct or the sacrifices incorrect, both of them need to return to the Lord.
无论他们献祭的方式是对错，他们都需要归向耶和华。
The Lord delights in mercy and not the sacrifices.
神喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
So in their case, some of them were confused, and the confusion came because they had not returned to the Lord himself.
他们当时的光景是他们迷惑了，之所以迷惑是因为他们没有归向神。
The very point of the sacrifices is that blood is shed so we could be forgiven of our sins.
献祭的要点是洒血，因着血我们的罪得赦免。
And the point of forgiveness of sins is that we can come and return to God.
我们罪得赦免的目的是我们可以归向耶和华。
The sacrifices themselves are not the end desired. The desire is that we would come and return to the Lord.
而献祭却不是我们能够归向耶和华的最终的方式。
Now, this kind of phrase should remind us probably of what happened in Saul's days with Saul and David.
那这段经文也让我们想起来在大卫的时候，扫罗和大卫的故事。
As Saul was king, one time he did the sacrifices himself. He was very urgent and made sacrifices.
在扫罗做王的时候，在一种紧急的情况下，扫罗他自己献祭。
And then Samuel told him about this concept that the Lord desires obedience rather than sacrifice.
而撒母耳就告诉他说，神喜悦的是顺服，而不是献祭。
And obedience is a step above just the mere sacrifice, the outward action.
而顺服呢，则是在外在的献祭之上的更进一步。
So because if you obey, that means you're actually hearing directly from the Lord. You've returned to the Lord.
如能够顺服的话，说明你听见了神的话，你归向神。
If you merely have sacrifice without any connection to the Lord, something's missing.
如果你仅仅献祭却与神没有连接，那么你就还是有缺少。
And then if you go to the Lord directly and learn what he wants you to do, then you have obedience.
如果你能够直接到神那里去，知道神的心意，那么你就能够顺服。
Now you have a basic relationship, at least of obedience. You hear from him and then you obey.
你这样的话就和他有基本的关系，在顺服这方面，你能够听见他的声音并且顺服他。
Now another upgrade to that is to discover mercy.
而更进一步 则是在这其中看到了怜悯。
Not merely obedience, but learning almost the heart behind it, the reason why.
不单单顺服，而且看到顺服之后的原因。
It's like in John 15 where Jesus said, you're no longer just my bondservants, I'm calling you my friends.
就像在约翰福音第十五章，主耶稣说，你们不再是仆人，我叫你们为朋友。
Now, a bondservant obeys what the master tells him to do.
一个仆人顺服主人的命令。
At least they were his bondservants.
他们至少是一个仆人。
But then when he shared his heart with them, he's calling them his friends.
但是当主把心与他们分享的时候，他称他们为朋友。
And the Lord's desire is for us to know him as friend.
主的心是让我们像朋友一样来认识他。
The Lord's desire as we come and return to the Lord is that we discover mercy and we discover grace.
主的恩典是当我们归向他的时候，我们可以看到他的怜悯，看到他的恩典。
It's no longer just about what we're doing. It's actually, we find his very heart and we start to represent the Lord.
就不单单看到他的作为，而且我们也能够明白他的心，我们可以来成为他的见证。
Okay, so with that concept in mind, if you go back to Matthew 9, let's consider when Jesus quotes this verse.
有了这样的理解之后，我们再来回到马太福音第九章，看看主耶稣是怎样引用这段旧约的经文。
After Jesus had called Matthew the tax collector, he has a meal at a house and there's tax collectors there.
主耶稣呼召马太这个税吏之后，他就在马太这个税吏家里面和他们一同吃饭。
There are a lot of tax collectors and a lot of sinners that show up to this meal, and Pharisees.
在这个聚会上面来了很多的税吏，很多的罪人，也来了不少的法利赛人。
Now, I doubt the Pharisees came in to eat, but they did want to talk to Jesus' disciples and complain.
我想这些法利赛人不是来吃饭，他们来是来找主耶稣的门徒来抱怨。
And they say, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
他们说，你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？
Now, according to the concept of sacrifice,The Pharisees were doing the sacrifice type of lifestyle.
那么按照献祭的礼仪，这些法利赛人，他们是按照献祭的礼仪做事。
They were living the correct way.
他们生活的方式是对的。
They were trying to figure out the rules of life and to obey the rules of life.
他们努力地寻找生活的规则，并且按照这样的规则去生活。
Remember that real obedience has a direct connection to God himself.
记得真正的顺服那是跟神有直接的关系。
They were not doing that. They were just obeying sacrifices.
法利赛人却不是这样，他们所遵守的不过就是献祭的规则。
So they were missing a complete relationship with the Lord.
他们与神的关系完全的错了。
And because of that, they didn't even understand the point of the sacrifices.
因此，他们完全不明白献祭的意义。
Now, in our case as Christians, let's think about when we come together to break bread, for example, and worship the Lord.
那我们这些基督徒，我举个例子，当我们来擘饼纪念主的时候。
And let's say we learn the best and perfect way to have the Lord's table time.
假设我们懂得怎样来这样的擘饼是最好的方式。
And our prayers are perfect, and our songs are just the right ones picked.
我们的祷告是完美的，而且我们选的诗歌也非常的合宜。
It is possible to so focus on the arrangements and forget that we are being forgiven of our sins.
那非常有可能，我们的注意力是在我们的安排上，却忘记了我们的罪已经得了赦免。
The very basics of breaking bread has a cup.With the wine, and it's showing us that the blood is shed for our sins.
而饼杯的基本的意义是耶稣基督流血，我们罪得赦免。
And we have the bread showing us that his life was broken for us.
这个饼向我们表明他的身体为我们擘开。
We come to worship and we know that we've been sinners and we've been forgiven.
我们来纪念他的时候，我们知道我们曾是罪人，但是我们罪已蒙赦免。
But what if you were to go through that time and just feel great about yourself because you just had a perfect breaking bread meeting?
但是如果我们因为有一个完美的聚会却忘记这一切呢？
You could forget the Lord directly and just remember how great you've been acting.
我们可以完全忘记神而只记得我们的行为何等的完美。
I'm not suggesting we're doing this. I think, though, this is the experience of these Pharisees.
我不是说我们是这样，我乃是想要借着说明法利赛人是这样。
By not having the direct obedience and not having the mercy and worship, their sacrifices actually damaged them.
没有直接的顺服，没有怜悯，没有敬拜，他们的献祭实际是对他们有害。
Remember the original sacrifice of Abel. By the blood, he could come and worship God, and God could be pleased looking on him.
约伯献祭的时候，因着献上了血，所以他可以到神面前来敬拜神，而且也蒙神的悦纳。
But you can turn your sacrifice into something like Cain, where it has to do with how well you've worked.
而我们献祭的时候，可能会像该隐一样，不过是表明我们自己的工作。
So Jesus lets them know, it's not the strong that have need of a physician, but those that are sick.
所以主耶稣让他们知道，康健的人用不着医生，生病的人才需要医生。
Then he says, go and learn what this is. I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
所以然后他才说，你们且去揣摩。我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And so he's bringing them back to the very foundation of the sacrifices.
所以主耶稣把他们带到献祭的最基本的方面。
Who needs a sacrifice but sinners?
只有罪人需要献祭。
You need the blood because there's sin.
你因着血，因着你的罪，所以需要有血。
And the Lord cannot call the righteous; He can only call the sinners.
所以神来不是招义人，他只能来招罪人。
Now we know, knowing the gospel, the good news, that no one's really righteous and no one's really strong.
我们从福音我们也知道，没有义人，也没有一个强健的人。
But I can tell you from my own failure that I have forgotten this.
我可以从我自己的失败告诉大家，我也曾经这样忘记。
It's like I know the good news in my mind, but I forget in my practice.
我在心里面知道这个福音，但是我行出来的时候却忘记了。
And as we go and learn about mercy, this has to constantly be our foundation.
当我们去行怜悯的时候，这是我们的根基。
You don't need like a current experience of sinning to remember the mercy of God.
要明白神的怜悯，不需要我们现在正在罪中。
There's no encouragement here to be living in sin.
也不是说鼓励我们要活在罪中。
But to know that he's called sinners, to know that he's healed us who were sick, like this is our stance as forgiven people.
但是知道他在呼召罪人，知道他医治我们，这是我们被赦免的人的我们的根基。
With that type of foundation, you just look at things differently.
那有了这样的根基，我们在看问题的时候就有不同的角度。
You have like a heart that's open to the Lord for Him to teach you.
我们的心就向神打开，让他来教导我们。
And you run into something like in Matthew 12 that confuses you and seems wrong, and you ask the Lord about it.
那么就像马太福音十二章，我们有了错误，但是我们求神，我们到神面前求他来教导我们。
Instead of quickly thinking about the wrong thing you see someone doing, they're not keeping a Sabbath, you have mercy.
而不是呢，我们看到有人做了错的事，所以我们就很快的来论断他们，我们乃是来到神的面前来求他的怜悯。
You have mercy because you understand even if they are doing wrong.
因为你有怜悯，所以虽然看到他们做错了。
And you begin to have mercy because you realize you don't understand everything, you don't know everything.
我们能够有怜悯，是因为我们知道，我们并不是明白每一件事情，我们知道每一件事情。
The only one who can really condemn is God himself.
只有神自己可以责备人。
And so if these same
可以定罪。
Pharisees, if these guys had learned mercy, they would have been open to the Lord teaching them more about the Sabbath.
这些法利赛人，如果他们有怜悯的话，他们会求神来教导他们安息日更多的事。
Okay, so I just mentioned all of this to say we have need to go and learn mercy from the Lord.
我讲的这些就是要告诉大家，我们需要从神那里面来学习怜悯。
And I just have a few lessons to share with you brothers and sisters that the Lord's been teaching me in mercy.
我想跟大家分享神教导我学习怜悯的几件事情。
This isn't like a study on mercy to learn it in that way, but this is just some of the go and learn type of experiences I've been having.
这不是说我们要这样的去学习怜悯，这只是说呢，这是我的一些学习怜悯方面的功课。
So first, I'll just mention that I've been learning to forgive everyone and show mercy to all.
第一件事情我想跟大家分享的时候，就是我学习要怜悯，并且学习赦免，而且完全的怜悯。
It's kind of like something that you know, but when it comes up and there's a problem, we have to learn mercy.
这是我们都知道的，但是实际的情形是我们需要来学习怜悯。
And the lesson here is that mercy for everyone happens at the cross.
我们学习的功课这里我们在这里学习的功课就是在十字架上，每一个人都得到了怜悯。
So the same place that I was shown mercy is the same place where I show mercy to other people.
那么我能够得到怜悯的地方，其实也就是我能够向别人彰显怜悯的地方。
It's like the Lord has not zapped me with enough mercy juice that I can just give it out to other people.
神也没有真的是就是好像我有很多的怜悯，让我可以向别人显出这个怜悯。
Instead, he showed me the place of mercy, the place of the cross where forgiveness happens.
他乃是向我显出这个怜悯的地方，这个地方啊，被怜悯的地方乃是十字架。
So, like Ephesians 4:32 says.
就像以弗所书四章三十二节那里面所说的。
It mentions being kind and compassionate, and then it says, forgiving one another as God forgave you in Christ.
在以弗所书四章三十二节那里面说，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now, the way that God forgave me was in Christ at the cross.
神乃是在耶稣基督在十字架上的时候饶恕赦免了我。
And when something comes up and it's my turn to show mercy, I do it in the same way that God did it with me.
当发生了一种情形，我需要彰显怜悯的时候，我要做的乃是像神对我所做的一样。
So we forgive one another as God forgave us, which is in Christ.
我们要彼此的饶恕，乃是像神在基督里赦免饶恕我们一样。
Prayerfully, you bring that person before God, but in Christ.
我们为他祷告，把那个人带到神的面前，并且是在基督里面把他带到神的面前。
As God forgave me, He placed me in Christ.
神赦免我的时候，就是把我放在基督里。
And the way that God could forgive me was because Christ died on the cross for my sins.
神之所以可以赦免我，那是因为基督在十字架上为我的罪而死。
The way that we can forgive other people is because Christ died on the cross for them.
我们之所以能够为能够饶恕其他的人呢，是因为基督在十字架上为他们也死了。
You cannot forgive people because you feel love toward them.
你不能因着主你的爱而赦免饶恕别人。
You can't forgive people because you feel merciful to them.
也不是因为你怜悯他们，你就能够饶恕他们。
We will run out of our feelings at some point.
我们迟早会，我们这些感觉迟早都会消失。
Peter was a very emotional disciple, full of feelings.
彼得是一个很有情感的人，他有很丰富的情感。
And he was trying his best and he forgave seven times.
他努力去做，他可以赦免人七次。
And in Matthew 18, he brought this up to the Lord. Like, is that enough? I've been doing pretty well with mercy.
在马太福音第十八章，他来到主的面前，对他说，我饶恕我的弟兄七次，够不够？
And the Lord told him basically, it's unlimited the amount of mercy that you need to show.
主耶稣其实是告诉他，你要显出的是没有，没有禁止的怜悯。
But then in Matthew 18, he tells him the story of a servant who gets forgiven of a large debt by his master.
马太福音第八章，然后他就讲到说，一个仆人欠了主，他欠了主人没有办法还的债。
And that servant was owed a small amount by his fellow servant.
他得了赦免，然后这个仆人呢，有一个仆人他欠了他一点点的债。
Now this is Peter's case.
这个人呢，就是彼得。
He's been forgiven an impossible amount by the Lord.
神已经赦免了他无穷的所欠的无穷的债。
And seven times he's forgiven little tiny amounts that people have done wrong to him.
他赦免了别人七次，是别人对他做的一点点小的事情得到了赦免。
And the Lord shares with him that the same way that you've received compassion, show compassion to the others.
主对他他说：“你得到了怎样的怜悯，你也要将怎样的怜悯彰显出来。”
All right, so I would say this concept may be well understood in my mind.
我可以说，我很明白，很清楚这样的教导。
But I too ran out of my ability to feel mercy and forgiveness for some people.
但是对某些人来讲，我已经没有办法再继续的怜悯和赦免。
But the Lord brought me back to the cross where mercy is found.
但是呢，主把我带到怜悯的十字架的面前。
And so there I learned that he desires mercy and not sacrifice.
而在十字架那里，我学到了他喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
It's almost like you hear the Lord's heartbeat right in that spot.
你到那里，就好像能够听到主的心跳一样。
And because you love the Lord, and because you want to know the Lord, you can find mercy right there.
因为你爱主，因为你需要，你想要认识主，你就在十字架那里看到了怜悯。
So if you can think of someone that's difficult to forgive, this is the person to forgive at the cross.
如果你有一个人，你没有办法去赦免，那么这个人就是需要在十字架上所赦免的。
It's not about how you feel toward them. It's about where are they in your heart.
不是说你对他们有什么样的感觉，而是说他们在你心里是什么样的位置。
God's forgiveness to us is so solid because he's faithful and righteous.
神对我们的赦免是那样的坚固，因为他是信实的，他是公义的。
Because of that, he's forgiven us in Christ.
因此他在基督里赦免了我们。
If his forgiveness was because he's loving and has happy feelings toward us, it would be uncertain.
如果他的赦免是出于他爱我们，对我们有好的感觉，那么这样的赦免是不确定的。
But his forgiveness is unshakable because he forgave us in Christ.
而他的赦免之所以是不可摇动的，那是因为他在基督里面赦免了我们。
So without the ability to show mercy and without the feelings of forgiveness, we forgive in Christ.
我们因着我们彰显能力，我们彰显怜悯和我们赦免的能力有限，所以我们常常会忘记来赦免别人。
No matter how bothered you are by the person.You forgive them because Christ died for them.
而无论我们对那个人的感觉如何，我们要赦免他们，是因为基督为他们死。
Okay, another lesson.
我学到另外一个功课。
This has to do with the scripture and it's in Matthew 6 and in Luke 6.
这个功课呢是我们。我们可以看一下马太福音第六章和路加福音的第六章。
But basically, it's where Jesus said to bless those that curse you. and to pray for those who mistreat you.
这是主耶稣说，那些逼迫你们的，要为他们祝福。
And so if you can remember on the cross, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
主耶稣在十字架上的时候曾经祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And again, our lesson, our place to learn mercy is back at the cross where Jesus died for our sins.
我们要学习怜悯的功课，还是要回到主耶稣为我们罪而死的十字架。
But think about blessing those who have cursed you.
我想一想那些咒诅我们的，要祝福他们。
Now this is a reaction of the life of Christ in us.
这是主耶稣基督在我们里面生命的反应。
This is not a command that you can keep from your own determination.
这不是靠我们意志所能够遵守的命令。
This is not a sacrifice to make. This is a mercy to discover.
这不是我们要献的祭，而是我们需要发现的怜悯。
This prayer that the Lord prayed, that prayer is built inside of you by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在十字架上这个祷告，圣灵已经坐在我们里面。
Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Did they know what they were doing?
他们知道他们的所作所为吗？
Everything in our minds might say they definitely knew what they were doing.
我们心里面说，他们当然知道。
Did I know what I was doing when I sinned?
当我犯罪的时候，我知道我的所为吗？
Did I know what I was doing recently when I sinned?
我最近犯罪的时候，我知道我做的是什么吗？
And in your heart, you feel and sense like, I definitely knew what I was doing.
在我心里面，我觉得我当然知道。
But the Lord's merciful heart prays, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
但是主在他怜悯的心里面却向父神祷告说，告诉父神说，他们所做的他们不晓得。
Who understands you more than the Lord?
谁比主更明白你呢？
Who knows your heart more than the Lord?
谁能够比主更知道你的心呢？
You really don't even know your own heart. It's so deceitful.
你的心, 你根本不知道你自己的心，因为你的心是那样的诡诈。
Even when you've done wrong, on purpose, you've been deceived.
即使你是特意的犯罪，你还是受了欺骗。
Now we are responsible, and we need to repent.
我们要为此负责，我们需要悔改。
But in the Lord's heart of mercy, he prays, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing.
但是在主的怜悯的心肠中，他却向神祷告说，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Remember Stephen, the first martyr, when he died.
还记得第一个殉道者斯提凡，当他死的时候。
He had a similar feeling about him.
他也有同样的感觉。
Don't hold this sin against them.
不要定他们的罪。
That's a prayer of mercy.
这是一个怜悯的祷告。
They all deserve wrath and judgment as they stone an innocent man.
当他们把一个无罪的人用石头打死的时候, 他们是应当得到审判的。
With the face of an angel, he prayed for mercy.
但是在天使面孔面前, 斯提凡却 却为他们祷告。
And the Lord heard his prayer, and Saul became Paul the Apostle.
神也听了他的祷告, 扫罗就变成了使徒保罗。
Now I know when someone's mistreating us, we don't feel like mercy, and we don't feel like anything for them.
我也知道当别人虐待我们的时候, 我们心里面, 没有怜悯。
You feel bothered by them, and you know they're doing it on purpose, and you know they know what they're doing.
你心里面真的充满了怨气，因为你知道他们为什么这样的待你，知道他们为什么这样做。And
according to our thoughts, they deserve the worst judgment that they should get.
我们心里面觉得他们应该得到最严厉的审判。But
go and learn what this means. I desire mercy.
但是主却说，我喜爱连续，这是我们需要学习。Where
do I go to find this out?
我在哪里？
Someone's cursing me, someone's mistreating me, where do I go?
有人咒诅我，有人虐待我，我怎么办？
I return back to the Lord and I go to the cross and I find mercy.
我归向神，我来到十字架，我在那里发现了怜悯。
And so we open our mouths and we begin to pray for them.
所以我们张开口，开始为他们祷告。
You pray against how you feel. You pray against how you want to think about the person.
我们祷告与我们的感觉违背相反，我们祷告也与我们心里面对这些人的意愿相反。
Because deep inside of you is the life of Christ who loves that soul and died for that soul.
因为在我们内心的深处，那是耶稣基督的生命，这个生命爱那个灵魂，那个生命为这个灵魂而死。
And so no matter what you know in your mind and how many scriptures you understand, we still have to learn to find mercy.
所以无论我们心里面是如何的对一些经文的清楚啊，如何清楚的知道那些经文，我们仍然还要学习能够有怜悯。
And as we go and as we open our mouth and as we pray for them, we find mercy.
所以当我们这样去行的时候，当我们开口祷告的时候，我们就看到了怜悯。
What you're learning is the Lord's heart, that He is praying for them.
我们所学到的是主的心，是主为他们祷告。
So as I've been praying for people that have mistreated me, I find the Lord desires mercy for that person.
当我这样为那些虐待我的人祷告的时候，我看到主的心愿，看到主对那个人的怜悯。
And again, my heart has opened up to be larger.
所以我的心就被扩充。
And even you can say, they don't know what they're doing.
我们甚至可以说，他们所做的，他们不晓得。
That lesson's been learned also from our own fears, how many times we've messed up and not really understood that we were sinning.
这样的功课，我们也从我们自己的失败当中学到这样的功课。多少次我们把事情搞砸了，我们真的没有发现我们在犯罪。
We've mistreated people thinking that we were doing the right thing.
我们错误地对待别人却不知道。
You know, some of those crucifying Jesus thought they were doing the right thing.
那些把耶稣钉十字架的人，他们也以为他们做的是对的。
Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So this is a big lesson in mercy, is to begin to pray for those that have done wrong to us.
这是关于怜悯的一个重要的功课，就是为他们祷告。
Probably you pray for your family and some people very close to you.
也许我们会为我们的家庭和我们周围的人祷告。
I think it's great to have a small prayer list also, just to remind us of names of people to pray for.
我想我们如果有要祷告的一个名单上面有祷告的名字，我想这是非常重要的。
And whenever we have someone like this in our life that has cursed us or mistreated us, we must add them to our prayer list.
当我们生活当中遇到这样咒诅我们的人对我们不好的人的时候，我们一定要把他们的名字加在这个祷告名单上。
At first, as we're learning mercy, we pray with our teeth gritted.
我们刚刚开始学习祷告的时候，我们是咬着牙祷告。
We can barely pray for them.
我们很难为他们祷告。
The Lord bless them.
主啊，祝福他们。
Maybe in your heart, you want to say, Lord, curse them.
也许我们心里面是希望主来咒诅他们。
But instead, by God's grace, you pray that the Lord would forgive them.
但是因着神的恩典，我们向主祷告说赦免他们。
And day after day, as you pray for them, the Lord will share His heart of mercy for that person.
当我们一天一天为他们祷告的时候，神就把他那向着这个人的怜悯的心向我们敞开。
Okay, one more of these lessons I've been learning with mercy.
还有一个我学习的怜悯的功课。
And this is to make things right with, in my own heart and with the people that are sinning or I've sinned against.
就是讲到说，让我的心向着我自己和向着那个我所得罪的人，让我的心是能够对的。
It's basically like we have a relationship with each other in mercy.
也就是在怜悯之中，我们能够建立彼此的关系。
So, for example, if I go to worship the Lord and I remember that I've done someone wrong.
比方说，当我来敬拜主的时候，我想起来我对一个人做的不对。
This is talked about by Jesus in Matthew 5.
这是主耶稣在马太福音第五章里面所讲到的。
He says, leave your gift at the altar and go and make things right.
他说，把你的祭物放在祭坛上，去与你的弟兄和好。
You know, sometimes I've even gone to break bread and I couldn't break bread because I remembered that I did something wrong to someone.
有的时候我们来到擘饼的时候，我们没有办法擘饼，因为我们想起来我们错待了一个人。
I know sometimes I've even passed notes during the worship time asking for forgiveness.
有的时候我甚至预备一个纸条递给他，向他请他赦免。
Or as soon as it was over, I made a call or I went and talked to somebody and asked them to forgive me of my sin.
这样做了之后，我可以我可能给他打电话，跟那个人讲，请他来赦免我的罪。
So there's something with learning that the Lord desires mercy that it gets tangible where when there's sin, we need to actually apologize.
那也我所学到的功课。就是神他喜爱连续，而这个连续呢，其实是可以看得见的。就是当我们有向他们做错的时候，我们需要请他们赦免。
In Romans 12, he says, as far as depends on you, live at peace with other people.
马太罗马书第十二章的时候说，我们要与众人和睦相处。
Now I think that would include even sometimes it seems like you did wrong, but you didn't mean to. You still try to make it right.
这其中也包括有的时候好像是你做错了，其实你没做错，但是我们还是需要与众人和睦相处。
At least on your side, as far as depends on you, try to be at peace with everyone.
对我们自己来讲，我们要努力与众人和睦。
And on the other side of it, sometimes people have sinned against us.
那么从另一方面讲，有的时候是别人向我们犯罪了。
So, for example, in Matthew 18, it mentions if someone has sinned against you, to go and restore them.
就像马太福音第十八章里面说的，如果有人向你们犯罪，你要帮助恢复他们。
You go to your brother, just you and them, and you bring it up, and you help them, and you restore them.
就是你去找你的弟兄，你把这件事情讲出来，来帮助他们，使他们得以恢复。
This is a lesson in mercy.
这也是怜悯的一个功课。
You really cannot go to your brother if you're still bitter and still upset at them and tell them how they've done you wrong.
如果你心里面仍然还有苦毒，你还有不满的时候，这个时候你不能去告诉你的弟兄他们做错了。
In your heart, you've already forgiven them.
而是当你心里面已经赦免了他们。
You've already found the place of forgiveness at the cross.
你已经在十字架找到了赦免的地方。
And you've already been praying for them because you pray for those who've mistreated you.
因为你已经为那些虐待你的人祷告了。
And as you're praying for them, it seems like the Lord is leading you to go and talk with them about it, to help them.
而当你祷告的时候，主对你，主就带领你，告诉你说你要去帮助他们。
We don't go to talk to somebody because we want them to apologize so we will feel better.
我们去找他们的时候，不是因为我们希望他们向我们抱歉，让我们感觉好一些。
We have mercy for them, and we want them to apologize so we can give that mercy to them.
我们因着我们怜悯他们，所以我们希望他们抱歉，这样的话，他们可以得到怜悯。
We actually desire for them to experience mercy.
我们是希望他们能够经历这个怜悯。
So just like the Lord has forgiven us, we forgive other people.
就像神赦免了我们一样，我们可以赦免别人。
When did the Lord forgive you?
神是什么时候赦免我们的？
In a sense, He forgave you before you apologized.
我们可以说，在我们抱歉之前，神已经赦免了我们。
Or another way to say it is, He had the forgiveness ready in His heart.
我们也可以说，这个怜悯一直在他的心里面。
At the cross, God heard that prayer, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing.
神听到了在十字架上的那个祷告，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But when you personally repented or confessed your sins, then God was able to give you the forgiveness that he had in his heart.
所以当我们自己悔改，承认我们罪的时候，神就能够来赦免我们。这个赦免已经在他心里。
when, the, When they do apologize, you can quickly say, I forgive you.
所以当别人抱歉的时候，我们可以脱口而出，我也赦免你了。
And if it's happened on the inside, there's no struggle of like, should I forgive, should I not, or how do I feel toward them right now?
如果这赦免在我们心里的时候，我们可以毫无困难的去赦免，我们不需要想，不需要不需要想我现在是什么样的感觉。
And they will get the abundant sense of grace that you've already been gracious toward them.
而别人的可以从我们那里，我们已经有的，他们可以真的是经历非常丰富的恩典。
Now, I've been talking about these as like just lessons I've been learning in grace and mercy.
我一直在讲的这些就是我所学习的关于恩典、关于怜悯的功课。
I can tell you, there was a time when I was not very merciful, but I was full of sacrifices.
我可以告诉大家，我曾经有一段时间，我没有怜悯，但是我却有很多的献祭。
My whole life was very consecrated to the Lord.
我的整个生活献给了神。
I was a living sacrifice on the altar.
我只是在祭坛上成为一个活祭。
I didn't want to commit any sins myself.
我也不想犯任何的罪。
And because of my devotion and because of my consecration, I had no excuse for any sins in my life.
因为我这样的奉献，所以呢，我在我生活中没有任何犯罪的借口。
I did receive mercy, but I was so focused on obedience that I forgot about my mercy.
我得到了怜悯，但是因为我太注重顺服，以至于我忘记了怜悯。
And what overflowed to other people was my sacrifices.
而让别人所看到的就是我的献祭。
When I looked around me, all I could see was how much the others were not consecrated and were not obeying.
所以看我周围的时候，我所看到都是其他的人，他们不顺服，他们不肯奉献。
Just like those Pharisees, like, why are you doing this? Or why are your disciples breaking the Sabbath?
就像法利赛人一样，说他们为什么这样做呢？为什么他们不遵守安息日呢？
And you know what accidentally happened? The very thing I wanted...The opposite happened.
所以大家知道吗？其实，接下来所发生的就是跟我想要的是完全相反的。
In my devotion, I got confused, and I got more and more distant from the Lord.
当我来亲近神的时候，我越来越多的疑惑，以至于我离神越来越远。
And the Lord gently rebuked me.
而神他温柔的责备我。
And the Lord brought me into circumstances where I learned mercy more and more.
神带我到一个环境，让我可以越来越多的学习到怜悯。
And all these years, with many failures, the Lord's just been broadening my heart to show mercy to all of His people.
这么多年的失败当中，神在我里面做工，能够让我心胸更加的宽广，使更多的人可以向更多人彰显他的怜悯。
And so again, even recently, this verse has come to me, go and learn mercy.
所以最近这段经文我心中又想到这样的经文，就是去揣摩并且去学习怜悯。
Learn that he desires mercy.
能够学习到神他要怜悯。
And as we find this, we find out what the Lord desires.
当我们发现这一点的时候，我们就可以发现神所要的。
As you find that, you get close to him, and we see his smiling face, and you see his loving tears.
当我们发现这一点的时候，我们就与他更加亲近，我们可以看到他的微笑，我们可以看到他爱的泪水。
So I just wanted to testify with you brothers and sisters that this is the Lord's heart, that he delights to show mercy to us.
所以我就想跟弟兄姐妹分享见证说，这是神的心，他喜悦向我们彰显他的怜悯。
And as we draw close to him, he is teaching us this way of love and mercy to each other.
当我们被他吸引到他面前的时候，他教导我们这样的爱，这样的彼此怜悯。
And in Hebrews 4, he says, let us approach the throne of grace that we can find, we can receive mercy and grace in our time of need.
所以在希伯来书第四章他说让我们到神施恩宝座的面前让我们可以蒙连续得恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
And I believe we're in a time where we need mercy right now.
我相信我们此时此刻需要他的怜悯。
So let's approach the Lord and ask him to teach us that he desires mercy.
让我们到神的面前求他来帮助我们因为他要怜悯。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come to you to your throne of grace.
主啊，我们到你施恩宝座面前。
Lord, we come by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们是借着耶稣基督宝贵的血。
Thank you for forgiving me of my sins.
谢谢你赦免我的罪。
Lord, thank you for day after day showing mercy.
谢谢你一天一天向我们彰显你的怜悯。
And Lord, you prayed that we be forgiven, not knowing what we're doing.
主啊，你祷告说我们被赦免，因为我们所做的我们不知道。
Lord, thank you for praying for us.
主啊，谢谢你为我们祷告。
Lord, we pray for all those saints that we know.
主啊，我们真的为着我们所知道我们所犯的罪，我们向你祷告。
Lord, we pray for all those sinners that we know.
也为我们所知道的罪人祷告。
We pray that you would forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。